Sunday the 3rd of May 2015.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone welcome on board this first hall train service to London King's Cross. This service calls at Brough, Howden, Selby, I do apologise, this service calls at Brough, Goole, Doncaster, Retford, Grantham, Stevenage, and it's due to arrive and terminate into London at 16:14. Can I please ask all passengers who are travelling with luggage to please use the luggage racks provided and also block gangway doors, aisles or disabled areas and not to place luggage on seats or tables. Overhead storage is available, however this is for small items only. Passengers with seat reservations, you will be able to locate your seat number by the white tickets placed on each individual headrest. Coach A is situated at the very front, this is our designated choir coach, and coach D first class is towards the rear. May passengers travelling on whole trains advance tickets, these must be marked for today's date and for this service only. The 1634. Any doubts or queries that you do have, please see a member of staff on the platform before this train departs. This is the 1634 first whole train service to London King's Cross.
Come with us if you want to join us on your journey down to Genoa. Now you're all aboard, there's just a couple of bags to go into the hold, and then just a few minutes we'll get you on your way. Just before I do that, I'd like to introduce to you the rest of the crew members. Next to me in the flight deck, got Senior First Officer is Martin Oakes, and a really great team of cabin crew looking at you today. Our purser, that's Chris Jacks, and with Chris we've got Gloria, Lucy and Jess. But to get going, it's a reasonably short taxi, taken off on the Westry runway here at Gatwick. Once we're in the air, flight time is just an hour and 40 minutes, and we're going to climb up towards 35,000 feet. At some stage on the way up there, whenever I think it's safe to do so, I'll be able to switch that seatbelt sign off. That of course means that if you wish to move around the cabin, you can do so, but any time I have cause to put that little seatbelt sign on, I'll just ask you please to turn your seats and fasten your seatbelt securely. The weather all the way down to Genoa, we're going to try and give you a nice smooth flight. And the forecast for Genoa is for a pleasant late morning for our arrival, but I'll give you an update of that in the cruise. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, we'd like you to enjoy the flight with us, but our main concern is for your safety and security. So with that in mind, Chris and the crew, very shortly, are going to give you a safety demonstration, and I would really appreciate it if you give that your careful attention. That's already too much for me, so I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of the crew. Hope you're all sitting into your seats. I hope you're all comfy. And I do hope you enjoy your hospitality this morning. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to brief you on the safety procedures of this aircraft. We ask that you remove your personal headphones until the end of the briefing. All handheld devices, including mobile phones, must now be in flight safe mode.
It's Monday, the 4th of May 2015, and I've arrived in Genoa and I'm in my hotel. My colleague Giuseppe is here, so I just need to make contact with him, find out what we're doing for the rest of the day and indeed for the rest of the week. The weather is absolutely superb. I think even with short-sleeved shirts and the usual trousers, I'm going to be overdressed here. I should have probably taken a pair of shorts with me. But I've got my running kit, so if nothing else is happening midday today, I'm going to go down to the front for a 3 mile run. My first afternoon at the Department of Nursing's over. The school is now in completely new, not quite new premises, but they've moved down to the basement into, there's an Italian motorbike going past. They've moved down into the basement into completely refurbished offices, so it's purpose built much nicer than it was before, and they're very proud of it. Laura Dana wasn't there today, but Anna Maria was there, and I met with her and Giuseppe, and I met Gianluca, one of the former PhD students who now works with them, and we discussed some future analysis, setting up some studies to create some large databases, and looked at some papers that they had for publication and planned out the next couple of days. I've been for a run along the front. I waited till the sun went down, but it's incredibly humid because it's on the sea. It's probably about 20 degrees centigrade, but you're running with a constant cascade of perspiration coming down. And after my extreme exertions last week, my 7 mile run, my 2 6 mile runs, and my 10 mile run, and my 12 by 400 intervals, which was the sort of peak of the training for the 10K. My thighs feel like tree trunks and very painful. I'm glad I'm tapering this week. Tapering means to then get back to more reasonable training for before you have a rest before the race. So I've got just some fairly gentle running this week, but even so I found it very hard today. I couldn't get below 8 minute miling, but I definitely needed the exercise, having eaten in the first class lounge and then had another breakfast on the plane because it was business class, and also lunch, and of course I'll be going for dinner tonight. It's very easy to eat too much when you're travelling, especially in Italy. So the hotel's as good as ever, the Giardino di Albaro, which is on Via de Gaspari. I practice extending the second set of vowels so that people know what I'm saying, and the taxi drivers seem to know and they get me here. I think the G in Giardino is hard and not soft as in Giardino, but I'll have to check that. But anyway, I got here from the airport. I also got back here from the department. I'm always proud of myself because I've got no linguistic ability, so I'm always proud of myself if I can manage to get anywhere or get anything in another language. The hotel's great, I love it. They know me here very well, which is always nice. Biggest problem here is the internet. It's really quite hard to get onto, and then it's a little bit fickle, probably because there are too many people on too many devices, but at last I'm on and I can get some work done. The windows are open, the air conditioning's on, and as you can hear, the background noise is a typical Genovese evening with all the people on motorbikes going home from work. Just like that.